It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining us now is Pastor Andrew Mkandawira, who's helping us understand a few things about spirits. And our question for today is, are there territorial spirits? Are there territorial spirits? Now, let me just put this out there. You know, this terminology, words and phrases and terms like territorial spirits, so things that are not commonplace in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. We don't get to study much about these things, and so it presupposes that we don't ask questions about these things, and we are grateful. We are grateful to have pastors like Pastor Mkandawira, who's going to help us understand these things, because we encounter them when we go out there. When we meet other people, they talk to us about things like territorial spirits, and we sometimes are at a loss. We don't know how to respond to these things, and that's why we have this feature where we invite pastors, not just elders, not just people, pastors, people who went to school 4 years to study these things, to come and give us a studied perspective, a studied response, and that's why we have Pastor Andrew Mkandawira on the line. So I want you to understand the importance of this segment. It helps all of us who are not pastors, who have not spent 4 years studying these things. And some have gone even farther than 4 years. They've gone and done honors degrees and master's degrees and PhDs. So we need these men and women who have studied to come and teach us all these things. So I want you to understand the importance of this segment. It's brief, but it's very important for us. And that's why we have, again, Pastor Andrew Mkandawira. Good afternoon to you, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us, Mfundisi.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Our question for today, Mfundisi, is, are there territorial spirits?
So, like you, I have encountered this question several times. I have met with people who believe in it.
Right.
But the Bible seems to say otherwise.
Okay.
And so the idea of territorial spirits implies that there are spirits who have authority over certain territories.
Okay.
And that their powers are confined to those particular territories.
Okay.
That's the implication of territorial spirits.
Okay.
However, the Bible doesn't teach that.
Okay.
And so the belief is false, erroneous, and unbiblical.
Okay.
This is what the Bible says. Let me give you a few texts. First of all, Psalm chapter 24, verse 1, the Bible says this: the earth is the Lord's and the full and its fullness.
Okay.
The world and those who dwell therein. And so the idea of this verse is authority, not really just ownership,
okay,
but authority. God has authority over the entire earth and over everyone who dwells in the earth.
Right.
Thus, he has not apportioned particular territories to be controlled and ruled over by certain spirits. Now, speaking of spirits, there are two kinds. There used to be one, but the other rebelled and developed sin in them. And as a result, they turned out to be what we know now as demons.
Yeah.
That's the first kind of spirit.
Right.
The second kind are God's holy angels, those who did not fall when sin was introduced in heaven.
Yeah.
So those are the two kinds of spirits. Hebrews tells us that the angels of God are ministering spirits.
Right.
That's what Paul tells us in Hebrews. Now, since God has authority over the entire earth, this is what scripture also says about these spirits, the other kinds of spirits, not the holy angels, but the demonic kind.
Right.
This is what the Bible says. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. The Bible simply says, Ephesians 6, verse 12. This is what scripture says. It says, so we do not wrestle against flesh and blood.
Right.
But against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So, we have identified that the earth is God's and that he has authority over the entire earth.
Mm.
Then the Bible tells us that we don't fight a physical battle, that of flesh and blood. Our fight is against spiritual hosts, okay, spiritual beings. In other words, demonic forces. And these demonic forces are in heavenly places. That's what the Bible says. Mm. Now, let me just clarify what it means to battle spiritual hosts in heavenly places.
Right.
This verse helps me to deal with two other items. Let me just go back to Ephesians chapter 2. Now, in chapter 2, we read verse 1 and 2. This is what the Bible says. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. There are two things that Paul is saying here. One, agreeing with chapter 6, and the other is a new concept he's introducing. So first thing is, the powers that we wrestle in the heavenly places are the powers in the air.
Right.
Meaning these are unseen and untouchable powers. They are supernatural. And right, so we can see them with our eyes. That's the implication. That's the meaning of heavenly places or in the air. They mean the same thing.
Right, right.
So they only mean we are dealing with supernatural powers, spirits, right, that we cannot see or touch.
Right.
Then, in chapter 2, verse 2, the Bible says that the power of the prince of the power of the air and the spirit who works in the sons of disobedience is confined only in the sons of disobedience.
Okay.
So Jesus Christ says that this world is ruled by the prince of darkness.
Okay.
That's what Jesus says in the Gospels.
Okay.
But Paul says that his influence is only in the sons of disobedience. Now, influence over particular individuals, not over natural elements.
Right.
But Jesus says he has power over natural elements. However, in Revelation, the Bible says in chapter 7, verse 1, the Bible says that his powers are limited.
Right.
But because he's constrained by the angels of God who hold the four winds of the world so that he does not have unlimited control to destroy the earth.
Yeah.
And so, even then, he is limited by the power of
right,
God.
Right.
But Paul tells us that his influence on human beings is only to the extent that we allow it by our own disobedience.
Okay.
Now, let me clarify this further. So, verse 2 of Ephesians 2 says that the spirit who works in the sons of disobedience, meaning to the extent that we allow him,
right,
he controls us. Now, let me just go back to Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, and then we'll come back to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. So Matthew says this, Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. The Bible says, and when he had called his 12 disciples to himself,
right,
he gave them power over unclean spirits,
right,
the very spirits that we're talking about, demonic spirits. He gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out,
right,
and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease.
Yeah.
So, Jesus Christ gives power to his disciples over unclean spirits to
right,
cast them out and command them to leave those whom they possess.
Let me ask you this, Mfundis. Yes. The idea of territorial spirits implies mm-hmm, in my layperson's mind that mm-hmm, the territory we live in is, according to mm-hmm, Revelation 12:12, now under mm-hmm, the influence also of the devil. While God had created right, and his Holy Spirit hovered over the earth in Genesis chapter 1, now the devil mm-hmm, has been cast down to earth to the extent that mm-hmm, we must be aware of the as contrary spirits, that's what you call them? And that's my worry. Is it possible that we are oblivious to the existence of these powers and principalities you're talking about, even though you're outlining so clearly that we have power over to cast all these spirits out? But for us to cast them out, we need to be cognizant of the fact that they are there. And we need not to shy away from the fact that we now have the power to act against them. Am I understanding this incorrectly, Mfundisi?
All right, let me try to put this way.
Okay.
So, the idea of territorial spirits, according to those who promote the belief,
yeah,
is such that there are certain territories on this earth where you have particular spirits who rule over, yeah, those territories, and their powers are confined to those particular territories.
Ah, okay.
So in their teaching, they really don't confine them to their powers, but the idea, the implication of that idea is that those powers are confined to those particular,
okay,
territories.
Okay.
So we're talking of territories like, for example, the sea.
Okay.
They call them water spirits.
Ah, I hear you. I hear you.
Meaning that these operate
only
in water under,
yeah,
the sea and the land.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
they
have land spirits, they have air spirits, and
you,
they have different territories where
you,
they exactly. So
okay,
that's the idea of territorial spirits.
Ah. Okay.
However, scripture does not teach that sense.
I hear you.
And so in the teaching of scripture is such that the entire earth belongs to God.
Okay.
And he has authority over the entire earth.
All
however,
right,
because of sin, the devil has taken over the dominion of man.
Right.
However, that influence of the devil in human beings is only to the extent that we allow it as human beings. Thus, it only works in the sons of disobedience.
Okay, okay. So did Eve allow it as well?
Sorry?
Did Eve allow the influence of the devil as well?
Yes, she did. And Adam did too.
Okay.
By their sin. And so, for as long as there is disobedience in any of us,
right,
we are under the influence of the devil.
Got it. Got it. Loud and clear.
Here is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3.
Okay.
Now, after having read Matthew 10, verse 1, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 says this. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places,
right,
in Christ. Now, this is what Paul is doing. First of all, he identifies wherein we are blessed. Then he tells us that we wrestle against these powers in the same place where we are blessed.
Right.
And we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, in the same place where these supernatural powers operate.
Right.
That's when he says that they operate in the sons of disobedience. He is qualifying what he has already said when he tells us that we are blessed by God with every spiritual blessing. So when Christ gives authority to his disciples, it is the authority that invokes the blessing that he has already given.
Right.
Because chapter 4 says that this blessing was given at the foundation of the world.
Okay.
When God decided to create the world, he gave us this blessing over,
right,
unclean spirits.
Right.
It is our sin and disobedience that give them authority over us.
Okay.
But when we are in Christ, we have power over them.
Right.
Let me read two more verses, just two, and both in Psalms. So Psalm chapter, first one is chapter 34, verse 7. Then we'll read from this chapter 91. So Psalm 34, verse 7, the Bible says, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them.
Right.
And so all the evil spirits, all the evil powers are indeed powerless of under God's authority.
Right.
And so God can send an angel to protect and deliver his sons from these powers.
Right.
And in chapter 91, verse 11, David says this, "For he shall give his angels charge over you."
Right.
"To keep you in all your ways." And so, the idea of territorial spirits is a very fearful teaching.
Yeah.
It brings fear where there should not be fear.
Right.
The Bible is very certain about the kinds of power we wrestle against.
Right.
And so the Bible would have us know that our fight is not physical.
That's right.
It is a serious battle.
That's right.
Serious because we're dealing with unhuman, supernatural beings.
Yeah.
And they're not playing games.
Right.
However, the Bible would also have us know that God has already given us power over these beings.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And so, whereas we are drilled with fear, with the idea of territorial spirits, the Bible makes it clear we need not fear.
Absolutely.
Because the devil feeds on fear.
You're done.
The Bible says he has not given us a spirit of fear,
yeah,
but of love, of a sound mind, and of power.
That is love.
That's what God has given us.
Yeah.
And so, that's what scripture teaches.
Thank you.
Nothing to do with supernatural, territorial spirits. They are all over the earth.
Yeah.
But they are powerless.
Yeah, man. Okay.
In the sight of God.
Let's leave it right
and
there.
And that power you. God has given to his saints.
Yeah.
You and I who are obedient, he has given us authority,
yeah,
over these unclean spirits.
Thank you, Mfundisi. Thank you, Mfundisi. We're going to do this tomorrow, same time, same place. I really appreciate your perspectives and your insights. Let's do this. We have a week long together. Let's do this once again tomorrow. Have a good day, Mfundisi.
Thank you so much. Have a great day too.
Thank you very much. It's Pastor Andrew Mkandawire. He's answering our questions this week.